following is a recording for Maria Barona from iAdvise Communications on October 23rd, 2014 at 10 a.m. Central.
Good morning. My name is Josh and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Fever Inn conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Thank you, Josh. Good morning, everyone. I am Lizette Chang, the IRO of Fever Inn, and on behalf of Fever Inn and its management, we thank you for joining us today. In this call and webcast, we will discuss Fever Inn's third quarter 2014 results and its acquisition strategy update. Today, we are very pleased to have from Fever Inn, Mr. Joel Zorrilla, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, Chief Financial Officer, as well as myself, Lizette Chang. Please note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Also, certain reclassifications have been made to make figures comparable for the periods. The report was distributed to the market yesterday and is available on the Fever Inn website in the Investor Relations section. In addition, in the emailed invitation, we have provided a link to the webcast presentation, which we'll be referring to during this call. If you do not receive the report and or the presentation, or if you would like to be added to the company's distribution list, please contact our New York Investor Relations Agency. iAdvise at 212-406-3692, so you may be assisted in this matter. Please turn to slide 2 so that we may review the agenda for the call. First, Mr. Joel Zorrilla will be discussing Fever Inn's business overview, which includes Fever Inn's quarterly distribution and dividend yield, relevant events in which we include our general ordinary shareholders meeting held on last October 17th, in which the issuance of Sabefis and fee structure was approved, acquisitions, developments, and addition of rooms for the quarter, and finally, the company's future project pipeline. After the business overview, Mr. Oscar Calvillo will review operation and financial highlights and outlook for the remainder of the year. We will then move on to the question and answer session at the end of the slide presentation. Thank you so much for your kind attention, and now I will turn on the call over Mr. Zorrilla.
Thank you, Lizette, and good morning, everyone. So far this year, we have remained focused on achieving the objectives we set for the company at the beginning of the year, even prior to that, in our initial public offering. At the close of the quarter, we reach a total of 30 hotels in the portfolio, with 3 under development to be completed next year. Therefore, at the conclusion of the third quarter, we reach the goal we set at the time of the IPO, and we expect to even surpass that figure as the fourth quarter rolls out. This quarter, we announced several transactions that I will review shortly that are meant to enhance the company and bring it to the next level. Fever Inn is not only looking at acquisitions as a means of growth, we're also focusing on other ways to add shareholder value and ensure the profitability of the operation for many years to come. That brings me to the distribution and dividend yield for the period. Please turn to slide 4 of the presentation. Fever Inn's technical committee approved the third quarter distribution for 2014 totaling 0.2323 pesos per CBFI, reaching 5.3% dividend yield. The closing price for the CBFI at the end of the third quarter period reached 17 pesos and 53 cents. This brings the annualized dividend yield to 0.8676 pesos per CBFI at the year-end mark, beating the 0.7067 yield that we reached in 2013. If you turn to slide 6, we can review the most important announcements for the quarter. First, on July 18th, we held a general shareholders meeting to approve a 2.3 billion peso bank loan that will be allocated to finance real estate investments. We discussed this loan in the previous conference call. Main point being that the purpose of the loan is to enable us to reach the goal of at least 30 properties by 2014 year end. The loan is for 4.5 years at a TIE plus 2.5 points. Fibrain's loan to value will reach 33% at the moment all the resources are utilized, materially lower than the 50% set by regulations. We signed this credit on September 9th, and as of September 30th, the company has not yet utilized those resources. In a press release dated August 19th, we announced that we appointed Casa de Bolsa Santander as the new market maker for the Fibra's CBFIs, solidifying our commitment to promoting liquidity for the security. On October 17th, we held an ordinary general shareholders meeting in which three strategic topics were approved: the CBFI issuance, the change of the fee structure of the Fibra, and the amendment of the trust agreement in order to comply with Mexican securities market law. All these three topics were unanimously approved by an 83.58% quorum. On slide 7, I wanted to review the main points of the CBFI issuance. This transaction is for an issuance of up to $258,334,218 CBFIs, exclusively offered to our current shareholders. The technical committee in its October 20th session agreed to the following. The price of the subscription will be 15 pesos and 85 cents. The discount will be around a 9.38% applied to the average weighted trading price of the CBFI since October 3rd, that was the following day of the publication to attend the shareholders meeting, all the way to October 20th, which was the date of the technical committee session. This resulted in a reference price of 17 pesos and 49.05 cents. The issuance will be held in two rounds. The first one will be offered for a period of 15 calendar days, beginning the day of the subscription on October 30th. In this round, existing CBFI holders may purchase additional CBFIs at the same proportion as the shares they already have. The remaining CBFIs that were not subscribed during the first round will be offered in a second round to only those holders that exercise their rights at 100% the first round. This period will last 3 working days. For more information about the exact date of the transactions and the contacts to notify the exercising of the rights, please refer to our website. As we have discussed in our meetings, the proceeds from this issuance will be allocated towards acquisition and development of hotels, an initiative that is well underway. Just as significant, on slide 8, we detail some of the changes we have made to the fee structure of Fibra Inc. The shareholders meeting approved to eliminate the acquisition fee completely, and from now on, the advisory fee will be 0.75% of the gross real estate value, adjusted by inflation. This modification is effective on October 17, 2014. We believe that this move will mean certain benefits to this that we consider quite significant. For one thing, this would facilitate Fibra's ability to tap the market for capital, allowing the process to increase the company's market cap, which in turn will add potential liquidity to the CBFI's outstanding. On the intangible side, we believe that the investors will look on this favorably and have a better overall perception of Fibra Inc., while contributing to a better overall message from Fibra Inc. towards the market. As we have mentioned in the past, we are committed to sending out a positive message and maintaining market credibility, and we believe that this is definitely a step in that direction. Moving on to the acquisition review on slide 10, we can review those acquisitions we have made during the third quarter of 2014. On September 3rd, we announced the signature of a binding agreement for the acquisition of 6 hotels, 2 full service and 4 limited service, representing a total of 677 rooms on the two brands, Casa Grande, a domestically recognized brand, and Microtel Inn and Suites by Wyndham, a globally recognized brand. On this slide, we have described the Casa Grande Hotel in Chihuahua, which is a full-service hotel acquired for 97 million pesos with 115 rooms and a projected cap rate of 10%. And the Casa Grande Delicias, also full-service, acquired for 79.8 million pesos with 89 rooms and an 11.2% projected cap rate. On slide 11, we have the overview of the 4 Microtel Inn and Suites by Wyndham, located in the cities of Chihuahua, Culiacán, Toluca, and Ciudad Juárez, for a total investment of 255 million pesos. You can see the exact breakdown on the slide. And a total of 463 rooms. The cap rates range from 10.4% to 10.9%. Take a look at the next slide, slide 12, where we show the Crown Plaza Monterrey Airport that we announced on September 5th, 2014. This full-service hotel was acquired for 351 million pesos, has 219 rooms, has a projected cap rate of 10%. And finally, on slide 13, our most recent news was expansion of rooms that was announced on October 15th with the initiation of operations of 154 rooms, a result of room additions that were concluded at the Camino Real Guanajuato and the Margot Puebla Hotel. In total, we allocated 143.2 million pesos to these two expansions. The projects each lasted approximately 12 to 13 months from the date of acquisition to the completion of the renovations. Camino Real became fully operational on August 27, 2014, and the Marriott on September 29, 2014. As a result, we can review on slide 14, Ibrahim has reached the goal of 30 hotels by the conclusion of the quarter, and the year is not even over yet. Compared to the third quarter 13, we reached a total increase of 13 hotels, an 83.5% increase in the number of rooms, all the way to 5,532 from 3,340. And we currently have 3 properties that are still under development. Furthermore, we are present in 14 states, compared to 10 states last year. And we represent 12 global brands and 2 local brands. Last year at this time, we had 4 global brands and 1 local brand in our portfolio. I think 2 very important takeaways here are that, 1, Ibrahim has made tremendous strides in the last 12 months to meet its objectives. In many cases, we exceeded our first expectations. For example, our ability to grow the portfolio of brands and make quick structural changes to accommodate the market's expectations. 2, we have not stopped striving and achieving high goals since we began to grow and to reach new heights. For that, I want to recognize our team for the dedication and perseverance. Now let's move on to the pipeline of acquisitions on slide 16. At this point, we have a pipeline valued at over 8.6 billion pesos, representing 27 hotels for acquisition and 16 properties for development. These properties are spread across 18 states of the Mexican Republic and represent a total of 6,918 rooms. We believe that our targeted hotels, which comprise locally and internationally recognized brands, are located in strategic locations which will add to our portfolio across various regions of Mexico to maximize growth opportunities in various industrial sectors. In particular, 63% of the hotels in our acquisition pipeline are located in the central and south regions of our country, where we see increased business activity. Likewise, ten of the hotels for development are also located in this region. On slide 17, we can see additional details of our acquisitions and developments. The future pipeline mainly entails full service and select service hotels for acquisition for a total value of approximately 5.7 billion pesos, In terms of developments, we are analyzing 16 hotels for a total value of 2.8 billion pesos, bringing us to a total value of 8.6 billion pesos. As you can tell from this information on slide 17, we have a very concise and specific plan that we are very focused on bringing it to fruition. Thank you so much for your kind attention. At this point, I will turn the call over to Oscar Calvillo, our Chief Financial Officer, for the operational and financial review.
Good morning, everyone. Let's move on to our operational and financial review on page 19. With regard to our same-store sales comparison, please note that these figures consider a portfolio of 22 hotels, excluded from our indicators, the A-Loft Guadalajara, which is a newly built hotel with virtually no operating history, and two Casa Grande hotels, four Microtels Inn and Suites by Wyndham Hotel, and one Crown Plaza Hotel, as they are in the pre-acquisition phase under a binding agreement. During the third quarter of 2014, P-Range reached room revenue of 203 million pesos, an increase of 6% compared to third quarter 13. In terms of occupancy, this figure fell 2.6 percentage points to 59.1 from levels of 61.7 in the same quarter of 2013. This was the result of an increase of 4.7 in available rooms during third quarter 14, given the operation of the additional rooms located in the Holiday Inn Express Guadalajara Autónoma, Holiday Inn Express Playa del Carmen, Camino Real Guanajuato, and Marriott Puebla Hotels. Occupancy declined in the hotels located in Irapuato and Celaya due to the impact of the cyclicity of the automobile industry in the operations of the hotels in July and August, and the opening of competing hotels in Querétaro impacted the Hampton Inn by Hilton in that city. However, note that average daily rate rose 5.6% due to the rebranding of the following hotels: Holiday Inn Valle, Wyndham Garden Irapuato, Wyndham Garden Celaya, Wyndham Garden León, and Wyndham Garden Silao Hotels. The improvement in the hotel management by implementing commercial strategies in Hampton Inn by Hilton and Reynosa, Camino Real Guanajuato, Holiday Inn Monterrey Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Ciudad Juárez. Therefore, the RevPAR rose 1.1% to reach 592.2 pesos. If we go to slide 20, we can see that total revenues for the period were 224.9 million pesos. Room rental revenue was equal to 210.3 million pesos, which represented 93.7% of total revenues, while rental revenues obtained from space leasing for all services other than lodging reached 14.1 million pesos, representing 6.3% of total revenues. Revenue for the period had a non-comparable base in 2013 as a change in revenue structure took place in December 2013. Therefore, there is no comparison against third quarter 13. Fee rate, third quarter revenue mix was 10.3% from limited service hotels, 49.4% from select service hotels, and 40.3% from full service hotels. Now please turn to slide 21. Where we can see that operating expenses reached 137 million pesos for this period, representing 61.3% of the total fever revenues. As a result, NOI for third quarter 14 reached 86.7 million, representing a 48% growth when compared to the third quarter 2013 and a 29.4% when compared to the second quarter 2014. The NOI margin was 38.7. As discussed in prior quarters this year, based on the structure change that took place in December 2013, there is no real comparison base for the NOI margin versus third quarter of last year. However, we can observe an improvement of 2.1 percentage points and 5.7 percentage points, respectively, when compared to the first and second quarter of this year, when a 36.5 and a 32.9 was registered, respectively. On the balance sheet on slide 22, we can see that cash and cash equivalent for Vibrain reached 277.5 million pesos at the end of the third quarter. Short-term liabilities were 1,000.9 million pesos, out of which 901.1 corresponded to a temporary credit facility with Actinver and Banorte with a maturity in December and November of this year, at interest rate of equal to TIIE plus 2.5. On September 9, 2014, Vibrain announced that it signed a credit line for 2.3 billion pesos with a participation for Banorte with 1.2 billion, Actinver 400 million, Banamex 300 million, Banregio 200 million, and Scotiabank 200 million. The terms and conditions of the credit line are as follows. The bank debt is a peso-denominated cash credit in line account which has a fiduciary guarantee and pledge collateral jointly endorsed by Trust 1765. It has a duration of 54 months, which is four years and a half, payable at maturity. The agreed interest rate is TIIE plus 2.5 for the first 3 years, with two increases, an additional 0.25 during months 37 to 45, and a 0.5 additional increase during the months 46 to 54. The financial covenants are not included in this report as the 2.0 billion credit line has not been utilized as of September 30, 2014. As of September 30, 2014, Vibrain presented a loan-to-value ratio of 16.2. This ratio was well below the 50% maximum leverage level established by the authorities. On the other hand, as of the end of the third quarter 2014, the debt service coverage shows a ratio of 2.1 times, which also complies with the leverage regulations. About the closing remarks for this quarter, Vibrain management reaffirms commitment with its current holders of the certificate who granted the company their vote of confidence with the approval of the capital increase and the modification to Vibrain's remuneration for services rendered to the FIBRA by the advisor. Our strategy is based on portfolio growth, brand diversification, geographical expansion, and dividend generation for certificate holders. We have reached, ahead of time, the objective we set during the IPO, to manage a portfolio of 30 hotels by the end of 2014. Our responsibility is to continue increasing properties to our portfolio that add value in order to benefit our investors. Thank you for your attention. This is all for our presentation. At this time, we will be happy to move to the question and answer session. Operator, may we begin, please?
Yes, at this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from Marimar Torreblanca from UBS.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the call. I have a quick question on your outlook for room rates going forward. We've seen that in the entire industry year-to-date, growth in room rates has not been great, and we were wondering if you have any visibility on what you're expecting to do with your ADRs, let's say, the rest of the year or next year.
I believe, thank you for your question. I guess we have been moving our rates up as we rebrand our hotels and use more widely the intelligence systems that the brands have, so we achieve better rates through what they call the revenue maximization. Also, as demand picks up on our industrial destinations in Bajío, Puebla, etc., automatically those big projects coming in from the auto industry, aerospace, electronics, etc., will be willing to pay more better rates as they see the better service we can deliver and the branding of the product. Let me put it this way. People looking at a hotel that will deliver better internet services, better breakfast, no surprises, a very good service, and people that are coming back and forth on their projects and working long hours will definitely see the value of our products and pay more rate. So we're still, I believe we're still lagging a bit from other markets, either U.S. or South America. U.S. grew very strongly, close to 10% last quarter, so I believe those international companies coming to Mexico will realize they see a very good product and are willing to pay more of a rate.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from Ivan Enriquez from HSBC.
Hello, Victor, Oscar, and Lisette. Congratulations on the results and on achieving your target for 2014. Hopefully, you'll surpass it by the end, or could be expected to be achieved. And also, what is the difference in your acquisition approach to that of the competition? How can you be confident of securing these acquisitions and not missing them to competitors? That's the first question. Thank you.
I believe, thank you, Ivan. As we already proved ourselves since IPO all the way to today, we have definitely delivered and above our expectations in our capabilities of looking at good targets, hotels, touching on the cap rate that you were mentioning, on the 10%, approximately 10% cap rate. And we have found good opportunities, and we have closed on them, and we're looking at very, very many more. As we discussed and proposed our purchase agreement with many owners out there that we own that we know since we started this industry 30 years ago, they've been now realizing they can come back to us and reformulate the strategy and see how we can associate and merge, perhaps setting out half of the hotel or doing any other specific strategies that we're looking forward. So we're very confident that we can deliver on the pipeline, as we already deployed some of the resources from the IPO. We can definitely see that as we double our size, in very simple terms, we can definitely deliver on those. We have seen development opportunities and acquisition opportunities. I don't know if that clarifies your question.
No, that's perfectly clear, but can we assume that this is going to materialize before the end of 2015, or maybe you're looking to 2015?
We're looking at an 18-month time frame, so let's say halfway through 2016.
Okay, that's great. And the second question is about the occupancy rate. I mean, 59.1% is below competitors, and I understand this is affected or impacted by acquisitions and new development. But what is the occupancy rate that you feel comfortable with in the medium to long term? Do you have any target for a sustainable occupancy rate going forward?
Most of our hotels, Ivan, as they are located in business destinations, will not go around above 70% or so, because remember, on the weekends, occupancy falls down and slows down because people go back to their homes. And well, we are very high occupancy on the weekdays. So we are very comfortable forecasting in the mid-60s when we forecast and say this is as much as it gets. As good as it gets. Even when we look at a project or a hotel that is doing better than that, we don't overestimate, because we know there will be more competition coming to the market. So we still shrink it down to mid-60s.
Okay, no, that's clear. I mean, these are different properties, hotels versus other properties, and 60-65% is a comfortable occupancy rate. Just finally, about the distribution for 2014, how much do you expect this to increase versus for 2013? And that's all, guys. Thank you.
Can you repeat the last question, please, Ivan?
About the distribution for the whole year, 2014, and how this compares to 2013, your expectations. In terms of distribution certificates.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Ivan. This is Oscar Calvillo. Yeah, as we mentioned before, we said that we expect that the distribution will remain level as what it is this quarter. We it fell last quarter, but now we record with the level that we have. And in the same base of certificates, we will remain like that or even better for the last quarter of the year. Comes very strong as far as October and November. But then in December, it diminished the activity. But then we still have to take into consideration, because the issues of new certificates, the impact of that. Of course, we will have the cash available for that, but not the whole part of the quarter. So if we take it on the same basis, it will be more or less the way we are.
Okay, thanks so much, Oscar, Victor, and Lizette. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. And our next question comes from Maria Madrazo with Credit Suisse.
Good morning, Joel, Oscar, Lizette. Thank you for the call. I was wondering if you could elaborate on your operational efficiency strategy. And also, I wanted to know if you think there is still room for further margin improvements going forward. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Maria. On our operations, we are very pleased to announce that we focused on improving our cost structure, given the fact that we are already a larger company and we can do that. We centralized our back office through a cost sharing structure, internally cost sharing. I have said this a bundle by now. We have also hired our outside consultant to look at our operations at each hotel level, and we have found a lot of savings on the payroll, definition of positions, and the way we work now. And furthermore, on the purchasing department, we hired a new general manager there, and we have achieved great savings through our system. I guess that will keep on deploying as we move on, so our margins will keep on improving. On the revenue side, as I was mentioning earlier, as we deploy all our resources from the chains, from HG, from Marriott, from Starwood, we're definitely looking at improving our rates as we tap the higher-end business in each of our markets.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Toe Matsumura with Santander.
Great, thank you. Thank you so much for the call and congratulations on the results. I'd like to insist a little bit on occupancy. It was a very good improvement from 50% to 59%, but in honesty, I was expecting you to reach 60% or higher to the mid-60s goal that you were mentioning. So I'm wondering if you're expecting that for fourth quarter you would reach the 60s level of occupancies, or if you are looking more at the beginning of 2015. Thank you.
Well, let me just remind you guys that we added rooms to hotels. So like in Guanajuato, we added those 50 rooms. So the occupancy number percentage-wise goes lower, but the number of rooms sold actually is higher and the income is higher. So we added rooms to 4 hotels, so the percentage looks a little bit lower. It is lower, but the room income is higher. But going to the question, we definitely see a very strong quarter, and we believe we'll achieve those higher numbers as we are budgeting in the perhaps lower 60s. Now, let me point out that every time we look at a piece of business, either a group or a company, and we talk to our general managers, it's better to have a higher ADR, a higher rate, a higher dollar denominated rate versus the occupancy, because fewer customers deliver higher income, and more income goes to our GOP, our EBITDA. What I mean is you rather have fewer customers paying a higher rate because they consume less resources in your hotel, less water, less services, less food, whatever. So it's more profitable to the hotel to have fewer customers paying more rent.
Right. Great. Thank you very much. Very very clear, and congratulations again.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you. Again, to ask a question, please press star and then the number 1. Thank you. At this time, we have no further questions in the queue. I would now like to turn the call back over to Fieberton Management for closing remarks.
Well, thank you for your attention today. We appreciate, as always, your interest in Fieberton, and we wish you a good day.